so Android Pay sort of officially came out last week. Sort of officially because
so
I have
awkward.
No idea how to set it up or what it's doing. So yeah, it was launched last Wednesday, very quietly and nonchalantly by the Googs. It requires Android 4.4 and up, so you can use that, and you need NFC, of course, otherwise it won't work at all. Android Pay uses a token method, which means none of your credit card information is shown to the merchant. It's fine. It's all hidden.
Awesome.
Then when you return your item, which is what I learned, they'll just see the token. I haven't tested that out yet. I'm curious about what that works like. The Google Wallet app will update to become the new Android Pay app. So if you don't have it yet, maybe stay tuned. Just wait a little bit. It'll come. It'll happen. If not, I'm sure you could just find the APK and try and download it yourself. I don't think it works on... Does it work on all carriers?
I believe it
does.
Yeah,
okay. Because the reason I asked that, and this might be slightly changing the subject, but because I'm in the Samsung Pay beta.
Oh, yes.
So, which doesn't work with Verizon, so I had to get another phone to get it to work.
Nice.
Which is a bit of a bummer.
Well, I'm very curious. Samsung Pay, how
Yeah, so
think?
I haven't used any of it yet, and let me explain why. Let me explain to you. I am very shy about the idea of using my phone to pay for something.
It's awesome.
This is extremely weird and foreign concept to me.
You just literally 5 minutes ago were touting this is the new generation of mobile payments.
I know. I'm a millennial.
dubbing it a new generation.
I know.
And now you're saying you're afraid to use it?
I know. That's the millennial struggle.
Oh, yes. The struggle is real.
It is, actually. It is totally a struggle.
I didn't think that was real.
No, the struggle is real. And my struggle is I cannot use Android Pay and say, no, I have to. I have to use it like tomorrow because I have to write an article about
it. Listen, sister, as an old Gen Xer, let me tell you something. I've been using Google Wallet and the NFC and all that stuff, and it's awesome.
Like I couldn't because Verizon hates me.
Right. Well, I'm not on Verizon.
Gives them
but
so
anyway.
Much money.
But embrace the, I can't believe I'm doing this. Embrace the new. This is the next. This is the future. This is our step towards Star Trek.
It's stage fright, okay? And not to be confused with the awful thing that happened.
Not that other stage fright.
PTSD for some people.
I will give Google this, that they're not making it easy for you to allay your fears.
It's confusing, even though they claim it's not.
And I'm a Google Wallet user, and I'm like, I want to see what's happening. So last week, I got an email, and Brian, I forwarded you the email that I got. I guess you guys didn't get this email. Did you not see this email?
If I did,
got this email that says, coming soon, Wallet's popular features will move to two simpler apps.
Simple.
Android Pay and the new Google Wallet.
This is super confusing.
And then I was like, okay. And so then you go on to read it, and it goes on to tell you that over the next week, we're launching two new apps. So Android Pay, which isn't out yet, so I couldn't do anything on that. I couldn't click on that. And then once you've updated Android Pay, you'll need to get the new Google Wallet. So I already have Google Wallet, but now I need to get the new Google Wallet. Like, it's – I read this email. I was like – so basically this email is telling me that there's nothing I can do right now.
Yeah. I downloaded Google Wallet from Google Play Store. It didn't work, and I was like, phooey. Yeah. So then I went and I found the APK, and I installed it, and – now it's just
I've
sitting
got
there.
Android Pay running.
So I've installed.
I haven't added anything to it yet.
I've installed the new Google Wallet. Literally just installed it right now. And I've got the old Google Wallet because it has updated to Android Pay. So I'm in this weird kind of, here, you can see it, Brian. Let's go through the onboarding for the new Google Wallet. You ready?
This is where you get all the details.
This is the juicy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Send
money to friends and family. I want to receive money.
I'd love to receive some money.
So there you go. And then stay on top of spending. So for people still using, so as far as I can exist, Google Wallet, as far as I can tell, Google Wallet exists for you to give Android Pay a source for the cards and for all your sort of stuff and use that Google Wallet card if you still use it. That's as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
That's all it does.
I do have it. I have it somewhere.
Wallet.
Somewhere.
And thank you, Brian, for cutting away from my financial information. I appreciate it.
But how will you receive money if nobody knows how to send it to you?
Right, exactly. Card. That's the question.
Ooh, look at
that card. There you go.
This old-fashioned looking. No, never.
No?
Yeah.
It's just in your wallet.
I keep it in there for if ever I have an emergency and I need something. But I never do.
Yeah.
But I have it.
Well, so, okay.
I don't know. I never think to use it because it's all stuffed away and
no,
it's just not part of my routine.
You have your phone. You should be able to use your phone, right?
This is my favorite example of living in limbo in Never Neverland. If you go back to my phone. So this is my banking thing. I've got B of A and I've got wallet and wallet.
I just got Venmo.
Wait a minute.
I just got it yesterday.
Well, my God, Venmo's just the FYI. Best. Anyway, yeah. So
Wallet.
There you go.
It just makes so much sense.
Yep.
Wait. Which one do you guys like better? The left or right? I don't like the one with the hard corners.
That's the new one.
What is that fine tip thing? No, the one
on the left is the new one. The right one, the rounder one, is the old one.
I'm not feeling it.
I like the old one because it looks like wireless. Yeah. It does look like wireless, but it's not wireless. So, yeah.
And I appreciate that they reversed the color order.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Fascinating.
You know, differences.
Yeah.
It's striking. But I'm shy about using Samsung Pay more than Google Wallet.
I saw a video last week of someone using Samsung Pay, and I was like, wow, should really be the solution that all.
Well, I live in a small town, and it just feels kind of weird going to my coffee shop and be like, hey, can I go behind the counter and can I swipe my fancy phone next to your fancy thing? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm going to set it up. I have Android Pay. I was able to get it all figured out. That's Android Pay. That's the thing.
I mean, we're joking about it being complicated, but I'm sure once it's all gets in place and we use it, then it's going to simplify.
Scary.
I'm sure,
it's a scary new thing.
It just kind of follows that Google template of like, here's some news, but there's nothing you can do about it. And by the way, we're switching these things around, but it really makes sense, even though it doesn't.
It's kind of confusing. I can't stand it. I mean, it's not
a confusing message.
It's not in technology, but so the San Diego Comic-Con, biggest, you know, kind of pop culture event, my history in comics, I have a lot of experience with them. They will send out emails, very dense emails with paragraphs of information at the top of it in bold letters, no action needed from you from this email. And which tells me, okay, don't read it, delete, you know? And so like, why would you send things with actionable cases? Like, if you're going to get my attention, give me the opportunity, wait until it launches. Say, here's the link it's rolling out today, not it's rolling out in a week or whatever. Like I that's the thing. It causes confusion when I read that and I realize, oh, there's nothing I can do.
Right.
So.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just me.
I agree.
Note to self, don't send Ron emails that without have actions. No clickable links.
Don't send Ron emails that don't tell him to do something.
Yeah. Just give me an action. I want to click something. I just want to click. That's all I want to do.
Ron, click on this link.
That's all it is.
That closes the email.